In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jairus is told by the servant that his 12-year-old child, his daughter, his only child, is dead. And the first thing that Jesus says to Jairus is, "Do not be afraid. Fear of death is behind everything when it comes to our not trusting in God, when it comes to our temptation and moving away from Him as the one that we have faith in. When we lose faith, we do so because of the fear of death. Death in one form or another." St. Paul says that we are not saved by works of the law, but we are saved by faith in Jesus the Christ. And that's how it's been from our creation. Our life comes from faithfulness and oneness with God. Christ comes into the world with a power to enable us to turn to Him and have faith in God that gives us salvation, that saves us from the power of death over us, and can save us from the fear of death, if only we turn toward Him rather than listening to our fear. Fear of death was what it was about right from the beginning of Christ's ministry. Confronted by death, Jesus weeps when Lazarus dies, to see that we who are created in the image and likeness of God to live from God's own life and divinity would come to this condition of corruption, the separation of body and soul, the decomposition of the human form that God had created to live from His own divine life, not to fall prey to death. It is the opposite of what God created us to be. It is the cancellation of everything that we are. And it's no wonder when we think of that, that this is what we fear. It's what stands behind everything else. Jesus Christ Himself in the garden confronts our fear of death. We live in a world that was created to be a garden tended by us human beings. And by garden, we think of our human ability to do all of the things that we can do, all of the work that we do in the world, is a kind of gardening in God's creation to raise up and to nurture the growing and living things of the earth so that they can bear fruit and be raised up to God in thanksgiving. The world is meant to be a garden for us. And in a world that is meant to be a garden, we fear death. In the Garden of Gethsemane, while we can't quite say Christ feels the same fear of death that we do, it is really rooted in the same thing. It is the enemy. It is the cancellation of everything that He is. Not just the cancellation of His humanity, but the opposite. The denial of life. And so He asks if this cup could pass, but if it's not possible, then so be it. There is an aversion on His part, a shrinking from the reality of death and the fact that it must be confronted, but if it must be confronted, then so be it. And that's how we should confront every one of those fears that we face in our lives. And that fear of death, it may take the form for us of a loss of confidence in ourselves. Not necessarily a bad thing, because we ought not to have confidence in ourselves. We are right to fear that we are not going to be able to stand up against the powers of destruction and death, and sin and corruption. We aren't. But when we feel that tremulation, that hesitancy in ourselves, our response has to be to turn to the one who destroyed death. It's always the choice for us, either fear or God. It's not something that happens just in the mind. It happens in the heart. It happens in the will. It happens in our spirit. We can feel ourselves fearing the consequences of things that are about to happen to us. And at that point, we are given the choice to turn away from the fear and to reach out, not just to God, distant, different from us, not even just to Christ, because Jesus Christ came into the world, destroyed the power of death, sent the Holy Spirit, and founded an entire communion of our humanity, an entire community, a communion of saints. And not just saints that are distant and far away, those who have lived in the past, and we know, we say that they are still living in Christ. Not just them, but we are surrounded by those that we live with, those that we love. We call out at the end of Vespers on Mary, the Mother of God, and we ask her to save us. Whenever we are calling on someone who lives in Christ, rather than shrinking in fear, we are calling for the salvation of us all, which we know we already have. St. Paul is reminding us that we have our salvation in Christ. We have been redeemed. We don't have to worry. The price has been paid. Death has been destroyed. The enemy that we fear has already been confronted and dealt with. And there is a communion of others who live at one with Christ and one another that we can turn to. And that's what we have to turn to. All those who are alive in Christ. And that's all of us here. Instead of shrinking within ourselves in fear, we turn to the others who are at one with God through Christ in the Holy Spirit. And we are doing the same thing that we were created to do in the beginning. To live from God. That's what Jesus has done. Come into the world and made a communion of those at one with him that we can turn to. Not for help to enable us to be able to go on our own, but turn to because they, all of them, like St. Paul, can say, I have been crucified with Christ. We know that our source of life is God. And we know that Christ has destroyed the power of death. And it doesn't matter whether we are afraid of material insecurity, not having the things of the world that we depend on, or if we're afraid for the bad opinion of others, if we're afraid of being embarrassed before others and shown to be less than we would like to think of ourselves to be. It doesn't matter whether it's an issue of fear of loss of self-respect or pride or whatever it is. In one sense, as we just said before, we are right to fear if we depend on the world and on ourselves. But the response is not simply to be stricken by fear, it is to reach out to those at one with God through Christ in the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're saying when we say, Most Holy Theotokos, save us. Certainly we're not singling her out, although that's probably what people hear. We call to her and we are calling to all of us, all those who are at one with God because of Christ having come into the world, having destroyed death, having sent the Holy Spirit, and made this communion of divine life that is shared amongst all of us. That is our source of strength. That's what Paul depends on. In Paul, there is no fear of death. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but he who lives in me. The divine life of God himself is in me. We have no cause to fear anything. Although fear will come because we live in a world where death is present. There is danger all around us. There is cause for fear, but there is the remedy for fear. And the remedy for fear is to turn away from what we are falsely being confident in that is giving us that fear. If we are confident in our possessions and we're threatened with losing them, we're going to be afraid because our confidence was in those possessions. If we are confident in our good name amongst others, and we see that there is a possibility that that might be threatened by some slander against us, we have cause for fear. But we have placed our confidence in something that we ought not to have placed our confidence in. And so our response is repentance. Our response is reorientation away from that which is causing our fear in that particular situation. There's always something that we're afraid about. But the fear is the same fear that confronts Jairus when he is told, your daughter is dead. Doesn't that cancel out everything? And Jesus' response is, do not be afraid. She is only sleeping. There is a power greater than death. And that power is standing there with Jairus. And he takes the little girl and he brings her back to the bosom of her family, to her mother and her father. Death is overcome. He is the one who has the power over life and death. He is God incarnate. He is the one who binds us together. We call ourselves Christians because our faith and our faithfulness is in the one who has that power. There is nothing that we need be afraid of because God is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.